Well, today we are diving into the world of football's greatest legends, the icons who've inspired generations with their skill, determination, and unforgettable moments on the pitch.
Oh, Johnny, was Pelé greater than Maradona? Is Messi the most talented player of all time? Or was Zidane's technique more elegant than anyone else's? Well, these questions spark debates around the world, and it's perfect for today's grammar spotlight. Comparatives and superlatives in English.
That's right. So we will explore who was faster, stronger, more intelligent on the field, and who earned the title of the greatest of all time.
So whether you're a football fanatic or an English learner, stay tuned as we compare football's giants to learn how to use better, stronger, more famous, and of course, the best.
Bueno, pues hola a todos, bienvenidos a los podcasts de Trainline. Yo soy Johnny, aprende inglés con episodios diseñados para personas ocupadas como tú. Matthew, ¿qué tal?
Bien, Johnny, gracias. Bueno, avanza rápidamente y domina el idioma con solo unos minutos al día.
Además, nuestras clases con método único tienen las mejores reseñas en academias en Google y puedes probarlas gratis. Así que tu futuro está a un solo podcast de distancia.
Es verdad, Johnny. Y mira, hoy vamos a hablar de comparatives, o comparativos y superlativos, ¿no? Como comparar cosas, personas, comida, bueno, cualquier cosa, hasta futbolistas.
Hey, futbolistas. Bueno, pues listos, pues vamos a empezar. Oye, pues empezamos con un fictional dialogue, ¿eh? Así que estamos aquí comparando unos móviles, Matthew, pues vamos a empezar.
Okay.
Look at this one, Matthew. The screen is bigger than my phone.
True, but this one is cheaper and lighter.
Yeah, but yours is the slowest in the shop.
Hey, it's not the slowest. It's the most reliable.
I think the new model is the best. And the camera is much better than yours.
I know. But it's also the most expensive. I'm not rich.
Well, what if you choose a smaller phone? This one is more comfortable to hold.
Well, that is true. And the battery is longer lasting.
So, which one are you getting?
Yeah, the most expensive one, of course.
Oh, classic Matthew. Bueno, pues vamos a ver un poquito la sección de gramática, Matthew. Vamos a ver los comparativos superlativos, ¿verdad?
Vale, perfecto. So let's look at what we just heard in the dialogue. And we're going to translate each sentence and we'll explain how the comparative and the superlative work in English. Okay, so our phrase number one. This phone is bigger than mine. And we can see that if you're watching on the slide. Este móvil es más grande que mi móvil. Okay. So here, the comparative adjective is bigger. And for short adjectives, ones that have one syllable, like big, it's really easy. We just add er and then than. So big, bigger than, small, smaller than, fast, faster than. So the rule, nice and easy, like we said, short adjective, one syllable, add er and than. And don't forget than. That's really important when you're comparing two things.
Fantastic. So we have a second phrase, like this one is cheaper and lighter. Este es más barato y más ligero. So both cheap and light are also short adjectives. So as Matthew just mentioned, we add er at the end. And notice that when the adjective ends with one consonant after a short vowel, like big or hot, we double the consonant. This is the famous rule CVC. We have repeated this several times. No consonant, vowel, consonant. When you find this, well, big would be bigger with two G's, hot would be hotter with two T's.
Fantastic, Johnny. Nice. Okay, phrase number three, the new model is the best. The new model is the best. El modelo nuevo es el mejor. Okay, so we're talking now about superlatives, not comparatives. And we use superlatives to say that one thing is the most. It's top compared to everything else. So our rule for short adjectives, we simply add the adjective plus est. And you can see that in the slide if you're watching. Now, if the adjective is long or it has three syllables, then we need to use the most, the most. A couple of examples, fast and big, they're short adjectives, so we just add est, the fastest, the biggest, beautiful and expensive. These are long adjectives. We need to use the most beautiful, and the most expensive. And don't forget, the rule here is you must use the word the before the superlative.
Very good. And here we also have an irregular adjective like good. So that wouldn't be gooder, okay, or bad, badder, but you have good, better, and then the superlative would be the best, and bad, the comparative, as you can see here on this slide, it would be worse, and in the superlative, it would be the worst. So let's go to phrase number four.
Good. This one is more comfortable than that one. This is más cómodo que ese. So comfortable is a long adjective. By that we mean it has two or more syllables. So when we're dealing with these long adjectives, we need to use more interesting than. So if it's a comparative, we use more. More interesting than, more comfortable than, more reliable than.
Fantastic, but be careful. Don't say comfortabler, only more comfortable. So long adjectives never take ER. And another one, Matthew.
Ah, yes, phrase number five. Yours is the slowest. El tuyo es el más lento. So again, the same rule follows. For short adjectives, we form the superlative by simply adding est, like we can see in the slide. Slow, the slowest, tall, the tallest, cold, the coldest.
Yes, and don't forget, use the before the superlative every time. You can say is slowest, you must say is the slowest. So maybe we can check the summary of rules we have here, this slide. So for example, for comparatives, remember one syllable, just we add EST for superlatives. And if there are more than two syllables, the most there. And when we talk about comparatives, if it's one syllable, you add ER plus them. And if there are two or more syllables, you can use more and then than. And remember about the regulars. So good, just better or the best, bad, worse or the worst. So fantastic, Matthew. I think we can go just to the section for the question for the audience, right?
Right. Okay, let's get down to that. Yeah.
Así que, ¿cómo diríamos en inglés? Yo soy más alto que mi mejor amigo.
Good, buena pregunta. Pues escríbelo en los comentarios y si nos ves en YouTube, queremos ver tus respuestas. And if you want to learn English faster, there's only one place to go. Join Trainlang. There you've got private teachers, complete campus, classes from 39 euros. My word, this is an end of year bargain, Johnny.
That's right, that's right. Very good. So we started saying that we were going to compare football legends. No, the gold. Let's see then who is the greatest of all times. So Matthew, today, big question. Who is the best footballer ever?
Oh, Johnny, this is a big one, huh? It's a tough question. Who is the GOAT? But, well, I guess it depends on the criteria, right? I'm gonna go right out there straight away and say that Messi is the most talented player I've ever seen. He is the GOAT.
I agree. but Ronaldo, in terms of pure athleticism and power, is definitely stronger and more consistent than most players.
Well, that is true. You're right. But Johnny, Messi is so creative. Have you seen the way he dribbles and the way he makes things look so easy? Ronaldo's the most powerful, no doubt, but Messi is the most magical on the ball.
Right. But then we can't forget about Pelé. Well, Pelé is the greatest striker of all time for many people, especially Brazilians. He was faster than anyone in his time.
Totally. And Maradona, one of the most influential players ever. He had incredible vision. And his hand of God moment against England still keeps me awake. keeps me awake at night, Johnny.
That hurts. Yes, Maradona. Well, I think this picture is not just really Maradona, no? But anyway.
It's got an Argentina shirt, so
That's right, no? Well, Maradona had some serious personality on the pitch. But I think also Zidane was the most elegant player in terms of control and composure. He was calm, but could strike when needed.
Yeah, very, very true, very true. He's certainly up there. But hey, what about Cruyff? One of the most intelligent footballers of his time. And his vision, ability to control the game, incredible. He was more innovative than any other player in the 70s.
Oh, you're right, Cruyff revolutionized football. But let's talk about today's stars. We have also Mbappé. No? He's the fastest player right now. His pace is just unbelievable.
That's true. He is the fastest, you're right. But when you're talking about pure ability, I think Messi is still the best. He's like a magician on the field, even if Mbappé is getting close.
And what about Haaland? Haaland is the most powerful striker right now. He's physically, he's much, and he's already breaking records in the Premier League.
Well, that's true. You're right. He is more dominant physically than Ronaldo. But got to remember, Ronaldo's technique and consistency were superior in many ways.
And speaking of Premier League, also many good players. No, I think De Bruyne is the most complete midfielder right now. He can pass, shoot, create opportunities like nobody else.
That's true. He is an amazing player. But don't forget about Virgil van Dijk. Best defender in the world right now, hands down. His positioning is perfect. He's more dominant than anyone else in the defense.
Yeah. Well, then La Liga, we have, Vinicius, no? And there are many other names, although they're not playing anymore, no? Or not in La Liga, like Benzema or Sergio Ramos, Modric, Neymar, no? All these ones. Well, anyway, all good players, no? But, well, for you, who is the greatest, Matthew?
The greatest of all time, Johnny. Oh, man, I don't know if we can settle that on this podcast. It's hard to choose. Is it Pelé for his unmatched record of goals? Is it Messi for his consistent brilliance?
Well, as you said, I think it's everything. It's about context, no? Pelé dominated in his time. Messi did it in an era where with more competition. And he has been the best for over 10 years.
Exactly, Johnny. And even today, there's so many young talents like Haaland, Mbappe, who consistently break records. They're pushing the game forward.
Yeah, exactly. Football will continue evolving. But for now, we can safely say that Messi is the greatest for his consistency and magic on the pitch, no?
I agree, Johnny. But anyway, it's fun to debate. You know, football will always have its legends, and I guess everybody has their own opinion. So, listeners, what about you? Who's your number one?
Yeah, that's right. Huh? And here we have to say that no, Matthew, not me, we are not Barca supporters at all. So I'm just, we are here just not
impartial.
Impartial here. Okay, fantastic. So let us go back to the question to the audience, Matthew.
Okay. Yes, good. Yeah, let's help with the question we asked before. There it is. If you're watching, you'll see. Yo soy, bueno, how would you say? ¿Cómo lo dirías en inglés? Yo soy más alto que mi mejor amigo.
Okay. So.
Ah, there
it
is.
What about this?
I'm taller than my best friend.
Very good. I'm taller. Not I'm the tallest, because you are comparing just with your best friend. You need at least three to use a superlative. But when you are comparing between two, you use a comparative. Tall is a short syllable adjective. So er at the end, then, is the right expression. So, and then section four for you. Who is the best footballer ever and why? So leave us your comments, okay, about this. We would love just to hear about this. So what have we learned in this section? Well, thanks. What do we have learned, Matthew?
Yeah, lots, Johnny. Just looking over it there, we've talked about comparatives. We talked about how to make them, two different kinds. Superlatives also, how to make those with the two different kinds. And I think also we touched on irregular forms.
That's right. Fantastic. So, and final message, no, to our friends. What can we learn? What can they do just with us?
Well, Johnny, if you want to aprender inglés rápido y bien, pues mira, hay que ir a trainlang.com. No, porque hay profesores privados, miles de clases grabadas, pues el campus está disponible 24/7 y clases grupales, creo que es un error, Johnny, clases grupales desde solo 39 euros.
No es un error. Pueden tener clases desde 39. Sí, y además puedes probar también una clase gratis, sin compromiso. Así que solo tienes que entrar. ¿Dónde, Matthew?
En trainlang.com, ahí está.
Well, thanks for listening. Please like and subscribe and visit our website. Well, it was a pleasure, Matthew, as always. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Johnny. I enjoyed it. See you next time.
Okay, bye-bye for now.
Bye.